We're joined now by Senator Joseph Lieberman, Democrat of Connecticut. He's the chair of the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee, which will start hearings into the Enron collapse on January 24th. Senator Lieberman, you've said that your committee's investigation is going to cast a broad net in this matter, looking at how the actions of the federal government and Congress may have contributed to Enron's collapse. What exactly are you going to be looking for?
What we know in the Enron case is amounts to, in my opinion, a corporate scandal. Something went dreadfully wrong here. We've got to ask the question why and whether there is something we can do to change law or practice to make sure as best we can that the Enron scandal is never repeated in another corporation.
So it sounds like the concern is not just that this is one company's terrible demise, but that it could point to something broader within the industry.
There are some vulnerabilities and weaknesses exposed here that should lead us all now, preventively, worrying about the future, to ask what can we do to strengthen, for instance, the information that shareholders receive from Wall Street analysts as they read. What can we do to make sure that we avoid the kinds of conflicts of interest that independent auditing firms like Arthur Andersen are getting involved in. And this has very broad applicability in our country today because, you know, more than 60% of the American people own stock in one way or another, and their futures and current fortunes depend on how that stock does and how fairly they're treated in the marketplace.
Well, if this is the wake-up call that you're describing, what kinds of legislation might Congress be thinking of to prevent it from happening again?
Melissa, it's early, and of course the investigation has barely begun. But, you know, there are some things that jump out at us, such as the fact that Arthur Andersen, as an independent auditor, was allowed to be both the auditor of Enron, on whom we relied for independent information and judgment about how the company was doing according to our traditional business ethics value standards. But at the same time, they were a consultant to the company on management and other stuff, I guess. And in fact, they were making more money as a consultant than as an auditor. So it naturally leads all of us to wonder whether they could really be independent auditors and whether the fact that they were making so much money as consultants colored what they did as auditors. I mean, there's something that jumps out. There are other parts of this, for instance, about the behavior of Wall Street analysts that so many average people read and depend on, that may not be subject to law. But the question is, what can we do to encourage better performance there? I mean, for instance, it's been hair-raising for me in some of the media reports to hear Wall Street analysts say now, you know, honestly, I never really understood the Enron books, but, well, the company kept making money, so I kept touting the stock. You know that's not good enough, and we've got to demand more.
Senator Lieberman, I think a lot of Americans must be thinking about the Enron story, people who are not shareholders or not employees of Enron, and thinking, what does this mean to me? Why should I care about this story? What do you tell them?
Well, you know, I say to those folks, everyone in America who either depends on a pension fund, and a lot of pension funds were invested in Enron, or the growing number of people who depend on their 401k plans for their retirement security to supplement Social Security, have to say to the federal government, hey, protect me. Make sure that this nightmare that has occurred to the employees and retirees of Enron and to some pension funds never happens to me.
Senator Lieberman, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Joseph Lieberman is chairman of the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee.